something you don't hear on my show very often. We don't often share opera with you, but that opera is particularly timely. COVID has invaded every area of our lives. I'm sure you've seen it on whatever television shows you like to watch. Suddenly there are people social distancing, people wearing masks, and it is only logical that it should be a part of all of the arts. It has been a part of our life, and the arts do nothing but focus and reflect our lives back to us. So there is a new opera. It is called On Call COVID-19, and it honors the stories of frontline healthcare workers. Christine Steyer joins us. She is the artistic director of Bellissima Opera and president of Working in Concert, and she joins us now to talk about this. Hello, Christine. How are you?
Hi, Joan. I'm great. Thank you so much for putting us on today on your show.
Well, let's start with what Bellissima Opera is. Where are you based, and what's your mission? What kind of opera do you stage?
Thanks. We are an Oak Park based tiny opera company, and we have brought music to 23,000 schools in the Chicago area, bringing music directly into their classrooms. And one of the things we found is we wanted to really work to create operas that really connected with young people. You know, operas with stories that relate to their lives, strong female characters, strong characters, characters that look like they do. And so about 6 years ago, we decided we were going to create some new operas examining the idea of transcendence, the separateness, the interconnectedness, and the transcendence of all life. And so we started doing some workshops with kids in the schools, and we created our first opera called Future Perfect that we worked with 1,300 Chicago area youth that helped us write the lyrics and design the costumes. And I'm glad you talked about gun violence, because that ended up being a big part of their road to healing, dealing with those stresses in their lives. And so that opera was supposed to premiere in June of last year, and of course the pandemic put that off until next year. But this left a hole in our schedule, and so I was talking to our wonderful Transcendent Series composer, David Shenton, and I said, who are the most amazing people today that are transcending the world? And we both said, the healthcare workers. So why don't we try to see if we can create an opera honoring these frontline heroes as part of our mission?
And so because of online learning, were you able to get any students involved in this project?
Well, with this project, we've specifically focused on just dealing with a professional cast. So we decided to set the opera with six singers and with piano, and our singers and composer David Shenton are spread out in five different states. And as you know, because of the high danger with projectiles and singing, we wanted to create an opera in a safe space where each of the singers could record their parts, their audio, and their video from their own apartments or houses, and not have any danger to themselves or anybody in creating the opera. So it was all done via Zoom and meetings and rehearsals, all digitally online. And then it was assembled. The stories are about six healthcare workers from different countries on the front lines. And they are assembled to make it look like it's a live Zoom call. Of course, it's not live. It had to be assembled, but it's all sung. It's about 60 minutes long in English. And we wanted to make the central character a Chicago character on the South Side. And as you know, being in Chicago, how traumatic it was seeing what was going on with the high rates of COVID on the South Side, and with a lot of the elected procedures being cut, pay cuts, people staying in hotel rooms, not wanting to go home and infect their families, you know, the shortages of the PPE. And it really touched us very deeply that they were continuing to go to work every single day despite all of these challenges that they were facing.
How did you say six different people? How did you write their stories? How did you get your source material?
Well, it's because of great journalists like yourself who take the time to write these stories about these people. And we found over 200 articles that I put together when I wrote the libretto of stories about Chicago, about New York, which are other characters, an ambulance driver in New York. We have a character in northern Italy, of course, very affected in Bergamo by the COVID crisis, a character in Seoul, Korea, and someone working in a refugee camp in Lebanon, and then someone working with the indigenous population in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. And so I found a lot of material online. The Atlantic had published a lot of articles, and to their credit, they made all the COVID articles free to anybody who wanted to watch them. And so I think in the end, I logged something like 200 different sources to create these composite characters.
Tell me, if you would, pick one of the people that you focused on in this opera and give us a sort of a thumbnail sketch about their story.
Ooh, gosh, they're all kind of juicy. Well, I mentioned the Chicago character a little bit, what that character was going through. One of the other characters that really touched my heart was the character working in Lebanon with the refugees. And these roles are non-gender specific. So another cast is going to do this after we're doing it, and they're going to have different genders. And we intentionally did it that way because we didn't want to lock people in by gender to doing these roles. But in our cast, we have Carl Ratner will be doing this role. And his challenge really is to try to deal with the refugees, the Syrian refugees in the camps in the Beqaa Valley in the north, who, of course, have already been through war. They're displaced. And then there's a lot of water shortage issues, believe it or not, in that part of the world that they're dealing with. And then, of course, there's the Beirut explosion that we all saw. And so they're trying to deal with that, and then they're trying to keep COVID out of the camps. And so his aria is called One Step Forward, Two Steps Back, which is basically every time he and his team feel like they're making some progress, there's another thing that comes in the way that puts them back. And he has a hard time trying to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And so these six characters find three occasions during the crisis where they come together to basically share what they can't share with anybody else because they don't want to maybe worry their family or their friends, or perhaps they don't feel like people that aren't in the medical community would really understand what they're going through. So it's a support group, and they really are there for each other.
We need to take a break, Christine. I'm talking to Christine Steyer, the artistic director of Bellissima Opera. She's also the president of Working in Concert. We are talking about a new opera they have put together. It is titled On Call, COVID-19, and it is the story of frontline healthcare workers around the world. We're going to continue our discussion when we come back after this. Christine Steyer is the artistic director of Bellissima Opera. She's also the president of Working in Concert. Bellissima Opera has put together a new opera called On Call, COVID-19. It is the story of six frontline healthcare workers working around the world. And correct me if I'm wrong, Christine, but the opera, because obviously everything is online these days, is done as a Zoom call with these six people. Is that right?
That's right. And we also have a virtual chorus at the end singing a memoriam to all the healthcare workers who sacrificed their lives in pursuit of COVID, that we had an international choir tune in and send us their recordings, which we assembled from 61 different locations.
Oh, my gosh. Who knew you were going to have a tech expert to put together an opera?
Yeah, we kind of knew what we were getting into, but it turned out to be a little longer than we originally thought, and so we've been working hard. It's going to premiere next weekend online, and we're doing the final edits and the fine cleaning up and put the subtitles in, which are always nice for people to be able to read that when singing's involved, and we're excited.
And do I have the dates right? The 17th and the 18th, it's going to be premiering?
Yeah, we're going to have it online. It's going to be a YouTube live event. And people can, am I allowed to say where they can get their tickets?
Of course.
All right. They can go to workinginconcert.org/COVID opera. So one more time, workinginconcert.org/COVID opera. And we have tickets and an after party for the artist meet and greet. We're going to donate 20% of that after party ticket to the Greater Chicago Food Depository. And I want to put this out there. Contact us if you cannot afford a full price ticket. We've got deeply discounted tickets, student tickets. We will make it work. If you want to see this opera, you will see this opera. So please reach out to the organization. It's part of our mission to never turn anybody away that cannot afford a ticket price.
That's wonderful. Tell me what else is part of your mission. I know that you have worked with this company to try to involve school children, which I frankly think is brilliant, before they have a chance to grow up with this idea that a lot of people have that opera is too sort of too exotic, too highfalutin. It's not something for real people. Nothing could be further from the truth. And you also want to make sure that people who don't have a lot of money can share your productions. Tell me about that thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, when we went into the rooms, we worked with 23,000 kids since 2008. We specifically said, we're going to go into the classroom. And we raised the money, and these programs are free. We went into the classroom, and, you know, the regular size Chicago classroom isn't that big. So the kids were between, 5 and 30 feet from the singer. And so they heard the human voice unamplified right in front of them, and they made a connection, and they were pulling out their cell phones, and the teacher said, oh, this is good. This is really good. They're pulling out their cell phones and filming you. And so, we knew that it speaks to them, and we just want to create relationships where the kids feel like someone's in their classroom, that they're not ignored. I sang many years ago in Englewood, and it was so touching that I got a letter from a student that said, you're my singer angel. No one's ever come to our school before. And we've got that with all the singers that have gone to the schools. We've gotten letters of thank you. And the kids feel special. And we love that. And it's meaningful. And so part of that was not only let's sing old works that the kids can introduce the kids to, but why don't we sing new works? Why don't we create new works so that they can relate and hear their stories being told? And so when we created Future Perfect, our first opera in the series that will premiere next year, we had over 1,800 writings from students that they contributed about their hopes for a better future. In fact, tying to what you said earlier about gun violence, when we asked them to write about the color red, we had a huge reaction from students, and most of them did bring up the issue of gun violence, and it was a theme we could not ignore, and so that plays its way into another opera in the Transcendence series.
That's amazing. So if I go on workinginconcert.org/COVID opera and get a ticket, will I get like a link that I then click at a certain day and time? I'm not very tech savvy,
yes,
so you've got to walk me through this.
I'll talk you through. So then you'll see everything about the show, the running time, the cast. You'll see a ticket link, and that will take you to Brown Paper Ticket. And the shows are April 17 at 7 p.m. Central Time, and Sunday, April 18 at 2:30. And your ticket gives you 72-hour access. So if you, for some reason, really want to see this, but you're not available at the time, you'll have 72 hours to see the the hour video. We have some fun trivia before, so come on early. And we have, of course, our artist meet and greet after with all of our creators and our singers from all these different locations from five states.
You know, we've talked about Bellissima Opera, but I know you're also president of the Working in Concert organization. Tell me a little bit about Working in Concert.
Oh, well, Working in Concert is a new organization that we formed with Claudia Hummel, who was a cabaret singer. And we do many other things with our organization. The theme, the common thread with our different initiatives, which are the Chicago-Paris Cabaret Connection, an event that alternates between Chicago and Paris, Black Voices in Cabaret, another event that we celebrate Black singers in the world of cabaret. We have a song shop, opportunity for singers to train, to learn how to sing their songs, and some of these initiatives. And so the common thread is really using, through the vehicle of song, intimate spaces to sing. So we love the big opera houses. I sang at Lyric Opera for many years. We love the big opera houses, but there is that place for that intimate concert, that intimate venue, and to do that close-up work like we were doing with the classrooms in the small theaters, in the small cafes. And so to kind of break that fourth wall, so to speak. And so these are some of the other initiatives that we're doing, and we have events scheduled. Well, of course, COVID is changing some things. We're still kind of feeling out. We had a festival planned in Chicago in August, and we'll have to see where things are at. So we may be pushing a few things back. But check us out at the workinginconcert.org website, and there's tons of things. If you're a music lover, if you're a performer, if you're a venue, check us out and be a part of our Working in Concert family.
You said this on-call COVID-19 opera told the stories of six different frontline healthcare workers from around the world. Does each character sing in their native language?
Ah, that's a good question. We decided not to do that. The characters, a little bit of the premise of the story is that the Chicago character, the main character who is really devastated by the events she's experiencing in Chicago just exactly a year ago at this time, reaches out to friends that she's known who are medics around the world. And in sort of a moment of desperation, she reaches out and these five other people who she's known at different parts of her life call in, and they happen to be in these other five geographical regions. And so we kept the opera in English since they know her and she's an English speaker, being a Chicagoan, we just decided that they would have that relationship of the same language. Although, there is one little moment, and we couldn't resist this, the Italian singer that lives in Bergamo, and we all know the stories of how they were celebrating the frontline healthcare workers at the end of the night. They'd be on their balcony singing opera. So we had to have our Italian singer pretend to be out on his balcony singing a little bit of Italian opera.
That's wonderful. And I used to love those videos of I know there was one tenor who used to just go out on his balcony every night at the same time, and he would sing an aria. It was
exactly.
I mean, the way people.
And so we had
rose
to have
to
that.
Occasion. Yeah. The way people rose to the occasion in the worst months of this pandemic is something that I think is going to be reflected in the arts in many ways for many years to come. Would you agree?
I agree. And the thing that's so amazing to me is how many of us came together because of this pandemic. And I just got my COVID vaccine yesterday, and the organization that it took to get my vaccine was amazing. They did such a great job. And I thought, and I told everybody as I was waiting in my line, because I don't like getting shots, but I kept saying, we could solve the world if we were this organized. If we just all worked together, we could solve all the problems. I just kept saying it over and over to everybody. They probably thought I was crazy at the end, but I was just so blown away.
Yeah.
So why don't we do it? Let's do it.
Why not, huh? Why not? Christina, it's delightful to talk to you. The opera again is on call, COVID-19. You can go to, I actually tweeted out the link. So if you follow me on Twitter,
you
go to my Twitter account and you can get it. But it's working in concert, no spaces, workingincontent.org/COVID opera. And Christine, you guys do some amazing work. And when you finally release that other production, let me know so we can talk about it.
I sure will.
Thank you so much,
Joan. Thank you so much, and have a great weekend.
You too.